Yeah. Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
I'm sorry, my voice is a little crazy today, and I'm trying.
And I like how you walked on yourself, basically.
I hit the button, and I still just destroyed myself. It's fine.
Oh, I love you so much. All right, let's talk about trending in Tampa Bay, because ghosting has moved beyond the dating world. There's a new area of life that has taken a hit with what we call blown off. And if you listen to us on a daily basis or even every now and then, you know we do something called blown off when you go out with someone, then suddenly they stop responding to you and you have no idea what happened. Well, that was just for dating. Now, the trend of ghosting has worked its way into the job market, and it's most happening with Gen Z. So you think millennials, I would say millennials being like 24-ish up through like 38, 39 right now. And then anything younger than like 24 would probably fall under the category of Generation Z. Okay?
Like Scott, who's 22.
Howdy.
Yeah. So he's our Gen Z rep. Okay. Yeah. The rest of us are millennials in here. So the Gen Z generation, I said that twice, they basically are failing to commit to accepted job offers in record numbers. So they have all of these stats and all of these recruitment numbers and all this, you know, people getting out of college and going into the workforce, or getting out of high school and going into the workforce. What's happening is that they're accepting jobs, but then not showing up for work.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying anything about it. Why are you?
I have a friend that literally I just heard about this. Where
what?
She got a job. She like was gonna go, but then she applied at another job and she was like, I'm just gonna ditch the other one. It just didn't go. Joined the other team for the other job and just completely ghosted. First job that you got the offer for.
Now, do you realize and does your friend realize that usually whatever industry you work in, a lot of industries, they're very small. And so people talk. And so you burn bridges when you don't have the respect to call the person and say, hey, I accepted another offer, but thank you so much for the opportunity.
I mean, I think it's just like, hey, there's a better offer, more money on the table. Bye.
Which is fine. But you got to tell the other people that you're not
showing
up for work.
That's so awkward. Then you're like, hey, I know you just gave me this job, and I'm so thankful, but I'm going to go in another direction.
Hey, guess what? Life is awkward, and you have to face it in the...
That's awkward.
Is this one of those moments where I feel like I'm older? Like, I'm 33, and I just feel like what you're saying is completely ridiculous?
But, like, no, and here's what I'm like, watching this like I'm watching a social experiment. Like, I'm fascinated right now. So you've got, like, I'm sitting and I can see both of you. So, Miguel, you are, like, incredulous.
Yes.
Like, leaned forward going, you see what the issue is, which I'm assuming most millennials and older are also on your side.
Yes.
Then I look over here and Scotty is like really not troubled. He's laughing. He's like, it's awkward. He doesn't really want to be bothered by an uncomfortable situation. And in your mind, it looks like you're like, I kind of see where she's coming from because I don't know what to say to that other company.
I mean, but you realize, though, like when you get into the or maybe you don't realize that, like, that's what being an adult is like you are faced day after day with awkward decisions that you have to make that someone is possibly going to be upset with, but you're an adult and you still have to go through with it and you have to be as honest as possible. Mm. And here's the thing that I've learned too, and sorry, I know I'm getting on my soapbox right now.
Wait, I was about, like, let me pull out my soapbox.
I know, sorry, I know. They told me not to get on my soapbox too much, but I'm sorry, but this is your future. And it's like you make such a better showing when you show up and you say, I'm sorry, I can't take this job. I went with another one. They're going to respect you for not ghosting them, so then they're not spending their time trying to hunt you down. Does that make any sense?
I mean, yeah. But if you just get the job and they don't even know you, it's like you never were there.
Do you think that the people that have been accepting these jobs, that filters in to the workforce side? Because I applied for a job and I was going to go in for an interview for like a video position before.
Yeah.
And the girl on the HR side was like younger. I don't know. Like, it's a small agency. There's probably like 6 people that work there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to go in for an interview and then they were like, never mind.
They just said no.
I would say absolutely.
I'm curious if you are Gen Z and you're like, I totally feel where Scott is coming from. 877-999-1015. my mind is blown right now.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in awe of what's happening socially. Like, I just, I kind of want to write a book on what I just saw, the exchange. I'm just sitting here with my popcorn.
Wow.
I'm waiting for the comments, you know?
Okay,
that's all we got.
Yeah,
that's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Wow, all right. It is 7:36, and we do got to get to blown off, all right? It's very rare when someone actually sends us a message and they say, I know exactly what went wrong on the date.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often.
Well, that's what Ruby's saying.
Oh.
So let's hear what she thinks went wrong and find out if we can help her go on a second date with Chris. We'll do it at 7:45 with Blown Off on Hot 101.5.